Chris Pratt laughs at woke critics of his show The Terminal List as it dominates ratings. By Warner Todd Houston on August 9, 2022. Actor Chris Pratt jumped to Instagram to take time to mock the woke critics blasting his hit Amazon Studios show The Terminal List. Pratt hammered the critics who have rated his new Amazon Prime show as rotten on the popular movie review site, Rotten Tomatoes, Fox News noted. The Terminal List stars Pratt as a former Navy SEALs commander who goes on a campaign of revenge against those who killed members of his SEALs platoon. Even as critics have pounded the show with a dismal 40% rating, fans have gone the opposite way. Rotten Tomatoes has a dual rating system, one for critics and one called an audience score for fans. And the audience score for The Terminal List list is a sky-high 94% positive. The result has Chris Pratt laughing all the way to the tomato patch. Chortling at the critics' weak hand, Pratt jumped to Instagram story and shared an article saying that the actor defied the woke critics with a fan score that was so lopsidedly positive compared to what the critics think. In a second post, Pratt posted a photo of the Austin Powers character Dr. Evil with a caption reading 1.6 billion minutes. The caption is alluding to a Nielsen report that claimed viewers devoted 1.6 billion minutes to watch the show so far this month. The show's official Instagram account recently reported that Pratt's show was the number one show on Prime Video. This isn't the first time that Pratt has been targeted by a left-wing social media mob. Lefties in Hollywood repeatedly attacked the actor, who has often proudly discussed his Christian ideals and more conservative-leaning political outlook. For instance, last year Pratt took heat for daring to praise the United States on Flag Day and later said America is great because you are free to say whatever kind of crazy-ass shit you want in this country. The year before that he took aim at people who bitch and moan about America and reminded them that your right to free expression is paid for in blood. But he continues to drive left-wingers mad. To name just a few examples, left-wing actress and sometimes TV host Busy Phillips, for one, accused Pratt of being a sexist and thinking his wife is one of his possessions. Elliot Page, formerly Ellen Page, also attacked Pratt and said that he belongs to an infamously anti-LGBTQ church. In 2019, the media went after Pratt and smeared him for daring to wear a t-shirt with a Gadsden flag "Don't Tread on Me Snake" on it and was accused of being a white supremacist for wearing the image from American Revolutionary War history. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.